Hey there, folks. My name is Mike Perna from Inroads Ministries. This is your Daily Nerd Devo. And how good is Bluey, am I right? I'm sure every parent just shouted, "Right?" back at me. But maybe you don't know who Bluey is or what her show is about. If you have Disney Plus, I'm going to tell you to pause this Devo right now, fire up your device of choice, select literally any episode of the show at random, and enjoy 7 minutes of kids' TV that is infinitely better than kids' shows have any right to be. Bluey takes place in Australia, but an Australia where everyone is anthropomorphized dogs for some reason. It specifically focuses on slice-of-life stories about Bluey, a 6-year-old blue heeler, and the rest of her family. Her sister Bingo, her mom Chili, and her dad Bandit. Before I go gushing about how well this show engages serious subjects with humor and sincerity, or how Snickers the Sausage Dog is the bestest boy and you cannot convince me otherwise, I want to talk about how Bandit Healer not only taught me how to be a good dad, but how to love the way Christ loves us. I could rattle off a list of every time Bandit provides what I consider a downright near-perfect example of what a father's love should look like here, from his sacrifices he makes for his kids in the episode called Fruit Bat, to his honesty and humility with his girls in the episode called The Dump, to even how he finds a way to teach the kids important lessons about acceptance in a creative way that lets the kids figure it out for themselves in Seesaw. But in this instance, I want to look at one particular episode to see what Bandit has to offer us. Fairies is definitely one of my favorite episodes from the whole series. Bluey's little sister Bingo tries to get her dad's attention because she made something to show him how much she loves him. But he's on a work call. She keeps trying, but he's just trying to focus on getting done so he can get off the call, and he tells her to let him go. He had no idea at the time how much that small little action had profoundly impacted the heart of this kid. What follows is an escalating series of mischievous pranks they say is being perpetrated by fairies, but what Chili quickly but slyly identifies as Bingo acting out for something Bandit did without just coming out and saying it in front of them. The various acts of mischief culminate in a picture of Bandit dancing around the mailbox with roller skates on his hands being put up on the window, and Bingo pretending to be frozen unless the fairies get what they want. With only a brief groan of hesitation, the family quickly finds themselves out there on the front yard with speakers in hand to begin this performance for the amusement of the fairies. But before he begins his dance, though, Bandit kneels down to look Bingo eye to eye and says that he doesn't know what he did to upset her, but he's sorry whatever it was, because he never wants to hurt her. He assures her that there is nothing he wouldn't do for his kids. Before dancing an Irish step dance around the mailbox and declaring to the whole neighborhood who is out there in the cul-de-sac that he is, in fact, the Lord of the Dance. In Matthew 7, verses 9 through 11, Christ gives us a picture of God as a Father who deeply loves us and would not bring us anything that harms or hurts us. A dad who wants good for his children. Which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Following messages about how we are not to judge another person harshly while ignoring all the things we've done that are worthy of judgment, or how it's good and right to seek after God and to ask him for guidance and provision because he will be found by anyone who seeks him, we're reminded here that a father worthy of the name will do anything for their kids. A father is not just somebody who is there to be big and impressive, but is somebody who will do whatever it takes and suffer any hardship to ensure that his kids have the best they can have, and that he models for them what selflessness and love truly mean. If Bandit Healer can do it, if I can do it, if any of us can and do this for our kids, how much more capable of it is God? God is in the business of redeeming the pain his children go through, but he is definitely willing to go through anything, even the pain, humiliation, and death of his son, for the sake of his kids. And that's something we can rely on when we come to him, even when what we ask of him seems so silly or trifling or downright foolish. That's all the time we have today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Mike Perna for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember that Pomeranians are a strong but hardy breed. You'll get it when you watch the show.